That's it. I'm so exhausted from a series of unfortunate events happening to me that I'm having psychological treatment. I'm Liam, a 20-year-old guy who always looks at life with a negative eye. Is that why bad luck always follows me? It feels like me versus the world. And then one day, I decided to change. A month ago, my parents told me that they were going to be away for 3 days for work, and told me to take good care of the house, especially not to forget to close the windows before going out. I waved my hand. You worry too much. Promise I won't forget. I should learn not to be overconfident. That day, because I was late, I ran to school without closing the window, and the consequences were worse than I thought. When I returned, I was shocked because the house had been ransacked. The sofa and curtains were all scratched. Maybe the feral cats jumped in from the window and I forgot to close it. Right at my first step, I felt something strange. Damn, I stepped on cat poop! I sat in the middle of the messy house and thought about how my parents would punish me for forgetting to close the windows. It sucks. From that day on, strange misfortunes kept coming to me. It started with a movie date with Tina, the girl I was into. That day, because I missed the bus, I had to run after it, but ended up bumping into a delivery man. I fell into the box of tomatoes he was carrying, and my whole body was smeared with red juice. Everyone around had a laugh. Ha, you're welcome. And the delivery man got angry and asked me to pay him $100 for the damaged tomatoes. I was late for my date with Tina. She called me and yelled at me, and then hung up. Jeez, what could be worse? Things didn't stop there. The next morning, I couldn't find my other shoe. Damn, the cats probably took it. I had to wear slippers at a gym class, which made my teacher angry. Mr. Mike scolded me in front of the class. I felt so humiliated. And yet, when I was jogging, my sandals broke, causing me to fall flat on my face. My lips were torn and bleeding painfully. Jesus, having cats in the house probably brought me bad luck. I decided to go to Athena, my witchy classmate, to ask her to see my future with tarot. I wanted to know what the hell was going on with my life. After hearing my story, Athena did not draw cards for me, but said, "Your negative energy is too great. You are always so upset and angry. It'll only bring bad luck. The way to fix it is to smile a lot from now on. Be positive in all circumstances. Then the universe will send you luck." I was enlightened, clapping excitedly. Nice! All right, I'll do it immediately. Hearing Athena's words, I resolved to change by trying to be positive and smiling a lot, not whining when I had a bad day. But it's not that easy. The next day, I overslept again and rushed out of the house to go to school. I thought I was doomed. But when I recalled Athena's words, I immediately slowed down, waved, and grinned at the dog walking down the street. However, the dog seemed to take it as a provocation. He sprang up to me like a monster, tearing off his leash and chased after me. I ran away, running so fast that I thought I was flying. When I was close to the school gate, fortunately the dog didn't chase me anymore. And to my surprise, wow, I had arrived 10 minutes early. Unbelievable. So it's good luck to be chased by a dog? I caught sight of Tina in the distance and performed my luck summoning ritual again, waving and grinning in the hope that she would stop being angry at me about the previous day. But I was so excited to run to her that I bumped into a lamppost in the middle of the schoolyard. Blood poured from my forehead, and Tina nervously ran over to touch me. "It's okay, I'm fine, I'm so fine," I said, still smiling. Tina seemed very worried. She took me to the infirmary, even forgetting about the anger from my late arrival at our date. I'm so lucky to hit the lamppost. Being taken care of by Tina and getting rid of my anger filled my heart with happiness. I sat in class with a wound on my forehead, yet I couldn't stop feeling happy. During that class, I kept looking back at Tina in the back seat. She kept frowning and looking miserable. To make Tina happy, I grinned like a clown, causing her to laugh as well. I know I looked stupid at the time, but as long as my crush was happy, all is good. The two of us looked at each other giggling in class, and we were immediately kicked out. I was scared and thought, Tina got kicked out because of me. She would probably be pissed off. But surprisingly, Tina seemed overjoyed. "Thank you, Liam. I'm having a stomach ache, but Professor Chen is so strict. He doesn't let students out in the middle of his class. I have to go to the toilet. Thank you so much. You're awesome." Then Tina dashed away. I looked at her dazzlingly and felt like I was on cloud nine. Man, getting kicked out of class is great! I've just saved my crush! So cool! On Valentine's Day that year, I decided to confess to Tina. But as soon as I brought the box of chocolates to class, I saw a large crowd gathered in front of the door. They all shouted, "Kiss! Kiss! Kiss!" What the hell? I stepped in between, and it turned out that Cooper, the upper-class hotboy whom Tina had admired secretly, had confessed to her. Heartbreakingly, Tina agreed, and they kissed right in front of me. Oh no. I'm fine. Yes, I'm fine. I have to be positive. So I grinned again, trying not to cry at the heartbreaking scene. I took the box of chocolates to the back of the abandoned WC. I needed to be alone right now. A bunch of delinquents were smoking there. I passed by them and stopped, handing the box of chocolates to the leader. I didn't need it anyway. But he seemed to be crying. I patted him on the shoulder, gave him a big smile, and said, "It's okay, man. Just love your life. Eat the chocolate I gave you." But then it got worse, like the time I smiled at the dog on the street. My smile made him furious and shout, "Are you challenging me, you bastard? You know that I was just rejected, so you want to make fun of me?" Then he hit me so hard that my nose was bleeding. His friends also joined in and beat me almost to death for pissing off their leader. But I believed that if I just smiled, luck would come, so I smiled again. The pain of being beaten and the pain of losing my heart made me act like a madman. Seeing me happy, they beat me more aggressively. I brought my bruised face home, causing my parents to panic. But what they were more worried about wasn't the injury, but the fact that I kept smiling despite the pain. They thought I was going gaga. So my parents took me to a psychologist. I was asked to stay there for 2 days for an examination. Here, the doctor quickly understood my problem. "Now think about it, boy. Was the bad luck you experienced come from your clumsiness or the cats? Who was the one who absentmindedly forgot to close the window? Who was the one who always slept in and turned off the morning alarm so he always arrived late at school, and then carelessly bumped everything he met on the road? If you had kept your shoes in the closet instead of throwing them around on the floor, would you miss it and have to wear slippers during gym class? And was it you who tried to finish the game and forgot about your date with Tina?" I looked at the psychologist with an apologetic look. She continued, "Come on, boy, now admit your feelings. If you're heartbroken because Tina has a new boyfriend and because you were bullied at school, just cry if you want to. You have the right to be true to yourself." Yes, I was so wrong to keep trying to fool my emotions. That was silly. Returning from the psychological treatment, I realized that it would be worse to try to believe in fake smiles instead of trying to face it, bravely experiencing both joy and sadness. Most importantly, I have to stop complaining and start living a more disciplined life, always on time and more optimistic. Then all good things will come automatically. Do you guys agree with me? Show me your arms by leaving a comment below the video. Like and subscribe to the channel to see other interesting stories.